Sean, good to be talking to you. How you doing at all?
How are you, Ollie? How's all?
We're good. An important week and a historic week in lots of ways. 25% of all this year's Oscar acting nominees are Irish, Sean.
I mean, if you were an actor who was Irish and didn't get nominated, what are you asking?
Exactly that.
Across the board.
Yeah. The Quiet Girl, as it was referred to, of course, in the Oscar nominations. They didn't take a chance on Colleen Kuhn.
No, I'd like to hear them actually try, though, given how well, you know, like, different names have been mangled over the years at the Oscars. I'm looking forward to that particular try. So, on Colleen Kuhn, great to see you. Fairly modest budget, obviously. I haven't seen it yet. It's on the list of ones to see. Meant to be absolutely amazing. And then, obviously, the big one is The Banshees of Inisherin. 9 nods for the Martin McDonagh film. Paul Mescal as well. He was nominated for his performance in Charlotte Wells' After Sun. And then you had, so many nominations across Banshees. You've got Colin Farrell, Brendan Gleeson, Kerry Condon, Barry Keoghan, all getting acting nods. It's good. It's kind of proving a bit of a controversial, though. Have you seen Banshees of Inisherin yet?
I haven't. Did you know, I meant to see it last night and I didn't get time in the finish of it. Now, mixed reviews of it. A good friend of mine went to see it, walked out after 10 minutes. Someone else went to see it and gushed about it and said the scenery and everything was beautifully shot and gorgeous and the acting was superb. So, very mixed reviews of it.
I watched it over Christmas and it was... I kind of agree with nearly everything that you said there, which I know sounds sort of contradictory, but firstly, it is beautiful, it is stunningly shot. I think one of the award nominees for the scenery and the cinematography on it, because it is absolutely beautiful. But it is, I mean, the story, there isn't much of a story to it. It's sort of just going along, but the acting, particularly Colin Farrell, is just absolutely outstanding. And Barry Keoghan, he plays as sort of a weirdo of a character. He's sort of becoming this little niche of weirdo characters that he had it in, and what was the one, Batman as well recently, and then Love Hate obviously as well, and now coming to a culmination in terms of this nomination. So yeah, it's one of those ones that certainly in our house, there was three of us that watched it, we all came away with different opinions on it. I liked it probably the most, but still thought this is a bit weird. It's not like In Bruges, which is just kind of sort of hilarious in a very openly hilarious way. It's a bit more kind of subtly Irish hilarious, and I wasn't sure how that would go down on the international
stage. And that is a thing, yeah. Very, very Irish in that context.
Yeah, really, very, very Irish in its way. So the fact that it is getting this international acclaim is great and well-deserved for them, because they seem like just a fantastic team as
well.
Absolutely. I'd find it hard push to find someone who doesn't love Colin Farrell and Brendan Gleeson.
Yeah, going to be interesting to see. And of course, great to have all the buzz around, on Ryan here in Waterford and on Colleen Kuhn and Carrie and all that went with it. So yeah, so best of luck to everybody concerned. Just a really, really historic and important time on that. Next, Say Cheese.
This is fantastic. You sent me on a new job opportunity. I'm going to quit my own job tomorrow.
You better explain.
Yeah, so this is a study that European researchers are doing, basically to find out if that thing of, you eat cheese before bed and you have nightmares is true or not, whether there's actually any science behind it. And so they are basically paying people to eat cheese. They're doing the research. They're going to pay people $1,000 to eat cheese over a period of time right before they go to bed, and all sorts of different ones. Blue cheese, cheddar, Emmental brie, vegan cheese, all sorts of different ones to see if they have different sort of effects on you and whether or not you actually have nightmares when you go to sleep. Although my shots of getting in are going to be, I think it's pretty much a long shot, because they've already had more than 15,000 requests to participate. I don't know what they're...
I'm not surprised. I'm not surprised.
But I'm reasonably hoping that I can get in. Because, yes, I mean, Jesus, getting paid to eat cheese, it literally sounds like my dream.
Absolutely that. By the way, Dairy Dreamers is the official term they're calling them.
Dairy Dreamers.
Dairy Dreamers.
I thought Dairy Dreamers. I was thinking like Dairy Girl Dreamers. I'm trying to work out the connection.
Yeah, I could see how the connection could be made, all right. Now, lastly, very quick, your explainer. I have to say I really enjoyed it. Conservatives versus sexy chocolate. I never thought I would say that in my broadcast career, but nonetheless.
No. The favorite title I've ever been able to put on a podcast and actually getting away with it. This is about the big row between M&M's and the conservative media in the US, particularly Fox News, who gave out when the M&M's had a bit of a rebrand of their little characters. You know the ones that you see? Amphromorphous M&M's. Well, they rebranded the female ones to make them what Tucker Carlson calls less sexy. And he basically went to this massive big rant, and now they've pulled the spokespeople entirely, saying that they're going to get a human spokesperson from now on. It's weird. It's sort of crazy. It has people being attracted to chocolate in a way that, beyond actually wanting to eat it, it's all a bit strange, but it's available now wherever you get your podcast. Let me explain. With myself, Sean.
Well, there you have it, and I would strongly recommend it. On that note, in our chocolatey end to our conversation, and not a mention of Lindor, your favourite, which is amazing, but nonetheless, we got away with it. Thank you so much, Sean. Have a good rest of the week, all right?
Cheers, man. Have a good one. Bye.
Bye-bye.